This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges was shouted down this week. Interestingly enough, after the shooting and the murder of a young lady from Australia in Minneapolis who had actually called 911 to report a rape in progress. In her pajamas, approaches the car and gets shot by Mohammed Noor, a Somalian who was given the fast track by Betsy Hodges, was given a badge and a gun, and shoots down an innocent individual in the United States asking for help. During this press conference, you could see what was taking place, friends. Obviously, on cue. She has a script. She's reading her script. She continuously uses the word transformation of the city of Minneapolis. And it's interesting, friends, how the people in that city stood up. And it's interesting, America, how they're getting a response. You know what they shouted down concerning Mary? I'm sorry, the mayor, Betsy Hodges, you know what they were shouting at her? Stop terrorizing us. America, they've got it right. Terrorism, according to Oxford's English Dictionary, is government by intimidation. And the people in Minneapolis are starting to finally wake up as to what's going on a scale from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, that it's government, as they like to call themselves, officials, that are actually acting out the act of terror by intimidating its constituents. They're bullying people into submission. Minneapolis to Mayor Betsy Hodges, stop terrorizing us. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. We're also going to talk about treason concerning those that call themselves and masquerading themselves as mayors. Now, I'm not talking about the old message that I gave, but it coincides, it correlates with what's going on here in Minneapolis concerning Mayor Betsy Hodges. And I'm going to define not only terrorism as I just did, but I'm also going to define treason according to the Constitution, which is very short and poignant. But in America, what we need to do is recognize who's doing the intimidating. Who's advocating? Who's opening the doors of those that mean to destroy our country? It is the mayors. It is what you would call the representatives in the United States. You know what we need to do is we need to get away from what's going on and get back to the Rock of Ages. We need to put our feet back upon the rock and the word of the prophets, the law and the prophets. Because there's a common worldly kind of Christianity in this day, which is a lack thereof, which many have, and they think they have enough cheap Christianity, which offends nobody and requires no sacrifice, which costs nothing. I want to define it for you, and it's worth nothing. These people know nothing of the cross. What we're going to be doing in just a couple moments is we are going to be getting over to the fact the American people are beginning to open their eyes as to who the offenders are, who the intimidators are, who the bullies are, who the terrorists are, America. In Minneapolis, they caught on. They caught on to who the terrorists are. And of course, many of you good people in the United States of America have caught on long ago. But the media means to shut down your voice because they want to set the narrative. Well, we want to set that straight today, and that's exactly what we're going to do during the second, third, and fourth segment of today's show on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, what I'd like to also do is give you the heads up before the second segment so I can start rocking right when we get back from the break. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. We have about 615,000 friends. Out of those 615,000 friends, we have on a daily basis interacting friends, which is very encouraging, and it should be an encouragement to you as well. But out of those 615,000 people, there's 581,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. And I say good for you. That's my Facebook account, Bradley Dean. You can also jump over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let me give it to you. Minneapolis to Mayor Betsy Hodges, stop terrorizing us. One of the things that I failed to mention when I was laying out the topic, what's interesting here, friends, is Mayor Betsy Hodges was reading from a script like they most always do. You have to ask the question, who is writing the scripts? Well, they have script writers. That's great. Who are the script writers working for? We noticed that she had a script. She kept talking about transformation of the city in Minneapolis. She kept talking about how in Minneapolis we are a government of one. Right there begs the question as to who is she working for. And it's interesting, every time one of these city, as they like to call themselves the officials, city officials, isn't it interesting how the media is right there to help her advocate and lay the narrative? Isn't it interesting, the corrupt politician committing the act of treason against the American people is right there to broadcast her propaganda. They're right there to broadcast her propaganda. They're not putting a check on her. They're not being objective about the questions that are being asked. They just take what she says and they report it as is. As the cameras roll, they set the narrative across the boards from coast to coast in the United States. Where are the journalists? I want to tell you where they're at, America. They were with the protesters. See, they understand that protest comes with an obligation to maintain their freedoms. They began to jam her message because they knew that the media and the corrupt politicians were in it hand in glove to set the narrative across the boards. When the American people begin to understand the power of protest, we're going to see it a lot more. And these people in Minneapolis were at the right place at the right time to deal with her accordingly. Because in this country, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of corrupt politics and corrupt media who have been called out numerous times. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network, as they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself, and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly the furthest thing that we've seen from the people of Minneapolis just this last weekend. Minneapolis to Mayor Betsy Hodges, stop terrorizing us. Terrorism defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, government by intimidation. Did you hear what I said? Government by intimidation. Government by intimidation is the original definition of terrorism. As a matter of fact, in the American definition, terrorism can never be inflicted by a state. Isn't that crazy? Interestingly, the American definition of terrorism is a reversal of the words and its original meaning. Given in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation, today it usually refers to intimidation of governments. Huh. Isn't that crazy? But again, there you have the revisionists at work, hard at work, trying to dummy down the population. The terrorists are those in government that are intimidating its own people. There you have it. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason except on the witnesses of two or three. And that comes directly from Scripture. Read Deuteronomy 19 when you got a moment, please. Well, as you may have heard, America, on July 15th, Justine Rusek was shot and killed after calling 9/11 of a suspected crime in progress in her pajamas by Mayor Betsy Hodges, who approved and praised Somalian Mohamed Noor, who somehow or another was put on the fast track to become a Minneapolis police officer with a badge and a gun to go. I mean, this is like craziness. This all on the behalf of Betsy Hodges, Mayor Betsy Hodges, aiding and abetting. I mean, that's really what it's coming down to. Just to prove my point, a Somalian Mohammed Noor, who was given a badge and a gun, who was put on the fast track, and was praised by none other than Betsy Hodges. It's interesting to note that he still, friends, refuses to be interrogated by city investigators after the killing. Did you hear what I said? Somalian Mohammed Noor given a badge and a gun, put on the fast track, praised by Mayor Betsy Hodges, refuses after he killed an innocent woman who called 911 in her pajamas, speaking to a police officer, was shot and killed. He shot her several times, friends. But he refuses to comply with city investigators after the killing. You know, and it's interesting, I don't hear anybody talking about that. I mean, as if to suggest maybe America, now maybe you've been led to believe that maybe he's now above the law the way that he believes that he is. Now, friends, if you remember rightly, this is also the same Mayor Betsy Hodges who gave a State of the City address at a mosque after the Manchester Islamic attack over there in England. Isn't that crazy? She said, after the attack in Manchester, we stand with our Muslim community. I mean, just think about that. After the blast in England, Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges gave a speech from a mosque. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 and showing her unwavering support for the Muslim communities. Now listen carefully. Not one word was shown in support of the victims. Not one. What do these people work for, America? Because they're supposed to be working for you and I. And the protesters that showed up saying and shouting out and jamming Mayor Betsy Hodges' propaganda message were right on the money when they began to shout at her, stop terrorizing us by giving aid to the enemies. Is this crazy? Yeah, but it's really happening. Just think about this again, America. After the blast in England, Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges gives a speech from a mosque and showing her unwavering support for the Muslim communities. Who is Betsy Hodges working for? Because it's not we the people. Because we the people in Minneapolis are shouting out, stop terrorizing us. Read Leviticus 20:16 when you get a moment. And just think about this. After the attack in England, not one word was shown in support of the victims. Not one word. And just to show you that the apple does not fall too far from the tree, read Matthew 7:16. When Governor Mark Dayton, by the way, voted worst senator in U.S. history, that's a fact, said to the Minnesotans that didn't want the Muslims coming into their particular area, St. Cloud, Minnesota. He said, if you don't like our Somali refugees, get out of Minnesota. Well, we know he has Clinton ties. We know he has George Soros ties, Mr. Mark Dayton. And we can see again that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But folks, look who is in play. Read Luke 3 when you get a moment. The bad guy is in place when the word of the Lord comes. Now, to add insult to injury in an attempt to justify the killing, all the while knowing that there's nothing that can justify the killing of this young lady by Somali Mohammed Noor, because we found out that the Muslim story falls apart after witnesses begin to speak out, and it usually does. Did you know that Mayor Betsy Hodges encouraged the Muslim community to file hate crimes against Americans? I need to slow my roll. After all of this took place, Mayor Betsy Hodges in Minneapolis again encourages the Muslim communities to file hate crimes against Americans. Wait a second. It was Somalian Mohammed Noor that shot an innocent woman multiple times I'm going to get to the chief of police comments in just a couple moments, as well as his partner that night was completely shocked that he shot at this innocent woman speaking to him. Betsy Hodges, the mayor of Minneapolis, encourages the Muslim communities to file hate crimes against Americans. Who does she work for, America? She's not working for you. Oh, and by the way, this is happening all over the United States of America. Remember we talked about those supposed mayors masquerading as mayors? Those felons, folks, that are actually giving aid to the enemies from without, within, alluring them on your dime, America, in your taxpayer dime, on your hard-working money. They're alluring them into the United States, and you're paying for your own demise. Isn't this interesting? A mayor, after an individual, by the way, the individual that was shot, Justine, it's interesting to note, Justine Rusek, she was from Australia. There's probably more uproar coming from Australia than there is in America. As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister from Australia even spoke out against the crimes of Mohamed Noor. Just think about that. Protest from Australian government to American government, and in America, you have a mayor committing the act of treason by aiding and abetting the enemies within, by even going so far as to encourage the Muslim communities to file hate crime charges against Americans for reacting to the murder of an innocent Australian woman in the United States of America. This is happening all over the United States of America. Just when you thought Barack Hussein Obama was gone, nope. Nope, as the media continuously diverts your attention from the things that really matter, your treasonous mayors and representatives in the United States of America are hard at work handing it over to your enemies. They're even defending them. They're even attempting to justify them. They're even encouraging them to attack Americans. Who's this coming from, America? Besides the media and corrupt politicians, who's inciting domestic violence? Besides the media, the corrupt media, and corrupt politicians. Who's doing it, America? Who's doing it? Because when you see what's happening in this country, it's coming from two sources continuously. The corrupt media and corrupt politicians. The corrupt media and corrupt politicians. The corrupt media and corrupt politicians. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online. Folks, you can also give us a call at any time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We will be back right after this break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933, talking about your country. And I really do know that there's a lot of people out there that get really agitated when I keep pointing the finger back at Americans as the responsible party. But you are responsible for what's going on here. You are responsible for corrupt politicians. You are responsible to hold the media accountable for their crimes against we the people. Again, friends, they don't have a right to lie. They don't have a right to steal. They don't have a right to commit the act of treason against we the people, period. You know, when I'm watching this video, because what we're talking about right now is Minneapolis to Mayor Betsy Hodges, stop terrorizing us. Stop terrorizing us. Who's terrorizing you, America, more than the above said since September 11th? And I'm going to continuously remind you of that. You're told all these other people are doing the things that your representatives are responsible for. The media has been bullying Americans into submission to the atheistic view, to the communist view, to the homosexual view, now to the Muslim view. When are you going to wake up and understand that it's your job and your duty to throw this off, to deal with this? Mayor Betsy Hodges, stop terrorizing us, said the protesters in Minneapolis. I mean, just think about it. These protesters in Minneapolis, they have enough common sense to understand what Protestant means. Protestants, right? They're protesting crime and government. We have, folks, if I read the Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. But you also have a duty to read Article 2, Section 4. You also have a duty to read Article 3, Section 3, and Article 3, Section 1. You have a duty to read your founding documents. You have a duty to respond to corruption in your government. That's trying to disarm you in the supposed state of terror that we're in. Not knowing what our forefathers told us, like James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution, when he said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's going to come in the guise of fighting for a foreign enemy. Wow. I mean, when you think of, you know, the things that we're told by past presidents, for example, love them or hate them, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, and to overthrow, and not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. I mean, when you think about that and you read the Declaration of Independence, and it always goes back to the people. It always goes back to the people. And then we look at the Declaration of Independence and we see the example that we're to emulate. Who followed the example before them, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. We know who they were following because they were flying the flags, appeal to heaven. They were flying the flags, no king but King Jesus. And we see it inscripted throughout the United States of America, in our founding documents, the preambles to our state statutes. And yet the American people get angry at me for telling them that they're the ones responsible for the crimes of corruption in government. I mean, it's a game to the American people now. I was just highlighting the fact that when I was watching this press conference that just took place, friends, you can look at Betsy Hodges and you can see in her face, it surprised her that people were actually jamming her message. In other words, she was surprised that the people in Minneapolis were sick and tired of their scripted propaganda. And they were sick and tired of the media and the corrupt politicians going hand in glove to broadcast the propaganda. So much that they stood up and they started to shout back at the corrupt politician. Thus committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Mayor Betsy Hodges, by saying to her, stop terrorizing us, as she's giving aid to the enemy in this country. Now, I also have to tell you, America, what you didn't know as expected and right on cue, treasonous Mayor Betsy Hodges, again, who was calling continuously for, listening to the word, transformation, 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 transformation of Minneapolis, with, again, script in hand and media standing by to publish everything that she illegally advocates, gets called out by the community for who she really is and what it is that she's really doing. She's protecting the enemy within America. And, of course, after the people shout her down by demanding that she stop terrorizing the people in Minneapolis, as I said, they then call for her resignation. This is how you do it, America. This is how you do it. They were demanding her resignation. And it need not stop there. They need to indict her for her her crimes against we the people. These people in Minneapolis, I high five you. You people across the United States of America that have had enough, and you're taking it to corrupt media, and you're taking it to the corrupt politicians who are working hand in glove, I want to tell you something. You're zeroing in on shutting the door to those that they really work for. And by the way, that is called keeping the commandments of God. See, all these Protestants that the media and Betsy Hodges want to call out as those that were disrupting and lawless and so on and so forth. No, in fact, friends, they were the ones that were enforcing the law against the crimes. They were acting in a lawful manner. They weren't rebellious. They were obeying. See, the people weren't the terrorists. No, Betsy Hodges is the one terrorizing the people. They demanded her resignation. See, what most people didn't know is early in the week, Mayor Betsy Hodges forced the resignation from the first lesbian police chief of Minneapolis. Hey, friends, notice the system. Notice the method. How many times have I exposed this over and over and over again? They appoint, just like Barack Hussein Obama appointed over 225 radical lesbians, homosexuals, and transgenders to government positions. And then who was on their heels, friends? The Muslims were, and they are. What's happening in Minneapolis? Well, we have the treasonous mayor, Betsy Hodges, terrorizing the people in Minneapolis, aiding and abetting the enemy within by encouraging the Muslims to file hate crimes against Americans, going to bat over and over and over again concerning the Muslims, when in fact an Islamic terror, an act of jihadi, not a threat, but the act of a terrorist was committed in some foreign country. They're right here to actually advocate and defend the people that are responsible for it. Now, don't forget about the fact that there is a, what we're told, a large population of ISIS fighters in Minneapolis. For some reason or another, the FBI knows about it, but you don't. Isn't that amazing how that works? I mean, folks, do you not realize that every time an act of terror takes place, do you realize that it's only an exhibition of what they're not doing? I've heard it said before, never command what you cannot enforce. Well, we're not seeing them enforce the law. We're seeing them enforce lawlessness. So that begs the question as to who, again, they are working for. We have terrorist cells in Minneapolis, and we have the mayor and the governor going to bat for them continuously. We have Muslim terror cells across the United States of America, and nobody's talking about it. How come the FBI hasn't armed the American militia, the American people, and went after these little terror cells across the United States of America? I mean, folks, Fox News is reporting that. You got to give them a high five for doing that. But you don't hear a word about it, America. No, they got your eyes off the ball onto unconstitutional Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, Romney Care, American Health Care Act. They keep kicking the can down the road because they want to keep using it to divert your attention from what really matters, America. It's just that simple. Going back to Betsy Hodges forced the resignation from the first lesbian police chief of Minneapolis, Janae Hartou, who just happened to call out Mohamed Noor. Good for her, by the way. Mohamed Noor as to the responsible individual for the murder of this innocent individual. She said Justine did not have to die. Hartou criticized Noor's decision to shoot as the actions of one individual. By the way, police don't do this, friends, but she is doing this. I high-five her all the way. And that the death of Justine should have not happened. Now, all of a sudden, for some reason, out of nowhere, here comes Mayor Betsy Hodges to force her resignation. Forgive me. Why would she do something like that? America, who is she working for? Who is she working for? I got a P.S. for you, posted script when we come back on the other side of this break concerning the fact that they're stacking these homosexuals and lesbians, and on their heels we're seeing Muslims methodically follow through exactly how the homosexuals did. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I like that. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need to hear. That's exactly right. Because people are playing this like it's a game. And it's a fact. People are. You know what's interesting about these people, too? You're being forced by the likes of Mayor Betsy Hodges and Governor Mark Dayton to accept the reprobate state that works and wars against heaven. It's interesting to note as well that they want you to play dumb with them. They want you to play the game of delusion with them. You look at the homosexuals, and it's interesting how the man wants to be like the woman, so therefore he talks like the woman. The woman acts like the man. She talks like the man. There's the perversion right there. Read Romans 1:24. And if you don't accept it and go along with their game, then they call you haters. And it's the same thing that's going on with the Muslims today. If you want to find out who rules over you, find out what you cannot talk about. And what are they doing, friends? They're trying to get you to change your talk and your attitude and your actions concerning those that violate constitutional law in this country. I want to tell you for the record, friends, I'm not going down that road. I mean, that is the very act of treason itself. I mean, just think about how many people are going along with the likes of Mayor Betsy Hodges in advocating and defending the Muslims from Americans, even to encourage the Muslims to file hate crimes against Americans. Just think about how many people are actually committing the act of treason along with her by saying absolutely nothing and doing absolutely nothing concerning her crimes against we the people. And they are crimes. One of the things I wanted to highlight concerning Jhené Hartel, I do, in all sincerity, high-five the chief of police for calling it the way it is. But I also want to go back, and I want you to know that I'm on the Lord's side here, and I do pray in word and in deed that she gets saved someday. But she was appointed by Betsy Hodges as the first lesbian police chief of Minneapolis. And then who does Betsy Hodges begin to appoint on the heels of that appointment of Jhené Hartel? Muslims to the police force. You see how this works? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I also wanted to let you know, just for the record, so you understand the likes of these criminals, when you allow them to do or to commit the act of crime, you give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. Well, for those that didn't know, Betsy Hodges also defied South Dakota law by marrying gay couples and encouraging them to come to Minneapolis so she could actually commit the, you know, to actually marry the couples. So it shows you, again, defiance at the city level. And when I ask you the question, and I lay to your candor, who do these people work for, friends? You really have to ask yourself, who's paying their bills? I got some emails just this morning and yesterday concerning some of those that are in the news constantly concerning their crimes against we the people, namely Susan Rice. She makes, what is it, $174,000 a year? And for some reason, $172,000 a year. And she brings home, after her 30% tax cut, she's still bringing home over $120,000 a year. But interestingly enough, Rice's net worth is $50 million. A day! Here's the American people. A day! I don't know, maybe she's got a rich uncle, or is it inheritance left by her dad that was on welfare or something. I don't know. She's worth $50 million. I guarantee you she didn't, her value wasn't $50 million out of the gate. No, incrementally violating law, working for special interest group, accumulating wealth. On $172,000 a year, now she's worth $50 million. She is a great saver. She knows how to save her money, America. No, I can listen to people's irrational, what they would call rationale. Oh, she's just doing the stuff. She's saving her money. You know, a penny saved is a penny earned, and she's got a big, fat piggy bank at home, and she drops all of her change into it. Susan Rice, man, you know, she might not be the best. She might not be the best of people, you know what, but she's pretty good. She hasn't killed anybody, really. Wow. You know, some people say, well, Bradley, you know, you can't beat the sheep. Yep, you're right. When they're the sheep, they stay. You can beat the goats, can't you? Well, they follow the shepherd, John 10. They know the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. And I know I'm giving you some answer backs right now. In other words, thoughts shooting at me, you're getting your answers, aren't you? Psalm 94:20, read it when you get a moment. I've highlighted this in the past, but you need to hear it again. All the while knowing that in Denmark, there's over 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Why would the likes of Mayor Betsy Hodges defend these people? Why would she advocate their settlement in the United States of America? Because she knows all the well, they're not here to assimilate. No, I mean, look what's going on with this investigation right now with Mohammed Noor. He refuses to comply with investigators after killing an innocent woman that called 911 in her pajamas, reporting a rape in progress. Speaking to a police officer, Mohammed Noor picks up his gun and shoots across his his partner's chest. He shoots the woman several times. Can you say guilty as H-E double hockey sticks? And here we have the mayor of Minneapolis, Betsy Hodges, trying to defend these people and encouraging these people to file charges, hate crimes against, and by the way, it has no constitutional standing whatsoever. I already talked to the attorney. She makes the wrong move, folks. We're going to lawfully deal with her. And she's already made a couple of them. So I'm waiting for the green light here, friends, because this stuff is over the top. And by the way, this is what radio's about. This is exactly in 1772, the correspondence of committees established by our founding forefathers. They made people aware, but they led by example by dealing with the criminals. And they threw them off. And then here comes the Declaration of Independence. Why would the likes of Betsy Hodges and other mayors, masquerading as mayors, felons, advocate the resettlement of these people into America? Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That is over 780 crimes every day. And she's encouraging the immigrants in America to file charges against Americans. When in fact, Mohammed Nur shot a woman several times for absolutely no reason at all, the chief of police even acknowledged the very truth, then Mayor Betsy Hodges demands the resignation of the chief of police for calling it the way it was. And the Minneapolis people stand, they rise to the level of expectation, they protest, they shut down the media, and they shut down the corrupt propaganda coming from the mayor and the media. And they told the rest of us exactly what's going on. Stop terrorizing us, Mayor Betsy Hodges. Stop terrorizing Americans. Stop terrorizing those that are following the rule of law as you continuously try to get the American people brainwashed into believing that we need to transform. That makes her the criminal, America. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than two Muslims. You gonna let that go down on your clock, man? England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Why is she advocating? Why is she defending these people, America? Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslims, who make up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. And America, congratulate yourself now. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. 68.3% are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% of migrants to America favor Sharia law. And also keep in mind, they were cheering on the...
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.